Good morning, my friends. As you know, the dearest of my two teachers in the Zen tradition was Thich Nhat Hanh, or as many of us call him, Thai, which means teacher. I love him for both his gentleness and his absolute clarity about the practicalities of living this life with compassion, humility, and love. So I'll be sharing with you in these next four times that we meet what I've learned from him about the four elements of true love, of truly loving someone with your whole heart. The four elements are loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. They're known as the four immeasurables because as they are practiced, they have the possibility of growing in us each day and reaching out to embrace more and more of the world around us. So let us start today with loving kindness, which is a familiar immeasurable that we have visited a couple of times prior to now. When it comes to true love, Thay says this: the first element of true love is loving kindness. The essence of loving kindness is being able to offer happiness. You can be sunshine for the other person, but you can't offer happiness until you have it for yourself. So first build a home inside by accepting yourself and learning to love and heal yourself. Learn how to practice mindfulness in such a way that you can create moments of happiness and joy for your own nourishment. Then you have something to offer to the other person. For me, this added a whole new meaning to the idea of loving yourself first, which I admit was one of the hardest ones for me to grasp in the beginning and sometimes still today. But I get it. We can't give away something that we don't have. And that is why, in this loving kindness beginning, knowing ourselves deeply is the first essential practice of true love, to accept ourselves as we actually are. So let us be seated. Find your comfortable posture as you sit in your chair, gently breathing. Lovingly allow your body to calm, allowing your breath to travel all the way through your body, and especially to those areas that are uncomfortable, and in a loving way to release that discomfort by meeting it and expanding it. This is loving kindness, my friends. And loving ourselves means to see ourselves exactly as we are and be willing to love what we see. But the willingness to love is not yet true love. We don't just say, I love myself. Instead, we look deeply into our body, our feelings, our perceptions, our mental attitudes, and our consciousness. So let us walk through that. As you look deeply into your body, what do you notice? What do you think about it? How do you care for it? How do you become angry with it? And why? What are you grateful for about this body that you live in? And on your next in-breath, breathe in the words, may I love this body. May I be safe and free from injury. May I cradle this body the way a mother cradles her infant when it is in pain or distress. May I love this body well. May I be safe and free from injury. May I accept myself exactly as I am in this body. Now letting go of your attention with your body, turn your awareness to your emotions, to your feelings. What are you feeling in this present moment? Hope, self-criticism, love, emptiness. What are you feeling? Allow your awareness to come to that feeling. Circle around it and embrace it. Repeating to yourself, may I love these feelings in me. May I honor where they come from. May I release them when they are obstacles to true love. May I be free from anger, afflictions, fear, and anxiety. And letting go of those feelings, allow your mind to move towards noticing your attitudes and perceptions, which are known as mental formations, how we see the world and how we relate to it. What in your world can make you anxious about accidents or misfortunes? Notice how that anxiety feels in your heart and in your body. Check in with yourself about attitudes and formations of anger, judgment, irritation, fear, or worry. And without trying to change anything, simply embrace those feelings as part of who you are in this very moment. Circle the arms of loving kindness around all of those and say to yourself, may I accept myself exactly as I am. May I accept my suffering and my happiness at the same time. As we continue to mindfully look deeply at our body, our feelings, our perceptions, mental formations, and our deeper consciousness, and embrace those things with loving kindness, we can begin to extend that loving kindness to others. May I learn to look at myself with the eyes of understanding and love. May I learn to look at my beloved ones with the eyes of understanding and love. May I look at those who are neutral in my life with understanding and love. May I learn to look on the person I dislike the most with the eyes of understanding and loving acceptance. Understanding of oneself and others is the key that opens the door of love and acceptance of oneself and others. And say with a full heart to someone we love, my darling, I am here for you. Accepting and loving all of who we are and all of who they are, and in that full body, mind, and spirit presence, being able to with a whole heart say, my darling, I am here for you. I am here for you. And in time, the loving kindness that we extend from our own loving self in full acceptance, naturally we come to being fully present without hesitation, resentment, expectation, or judgment. And we can truly say with a full heart and an open mind, my darling, I am here for you. As we sit next to them, look into their eyes across the table. Quietly sit and breathe with them in their suffering and in their joy. Find ways to take this first part with you, my friends. Loving kindness for self and others begins with yourself, so that you have something to give away. When you say, my darling, I am here for you. The first element of true love. Take it with you. Namaste. Amen.